Okay, can everybody please sit down? We're going to start.
She may mention something.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Teresa, can you call the roll, please? I'm doing that right now.
Pretty good.
Something I said?
No.
The fact that I'm coughing.
How much music do you guys have?
Good bit.
What kind of music? I always need these. I ran into too many pieces of scrap paper.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, I have one in
this
my
is
office.
The secretary of the PNB,
and
it is 9:06 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. David Adelson
here.
Teresa Allen is here. Mary Berg.
Present.
Evelyn Bethune. Thank you. Lydia Brazon. A.C. Bird. Lisa Davis. Patty Heffley, Phil Jackson, thank you. Ray LaForest, thank you. Ambrose Lane is not here. Bob Lederer,
here.
Thank you. Alan Minsky,
here.
Thank you. Nathan Moore,
here.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios, thank you. Sar Brandawa, thank you. Riff Robbins, thank you. Rob Robinson,
present.
Thank you. Deb Shafto? Deb Shafto.
Here.
Thank you. Zarina Shakir. Thank you. Don White.
Here.
LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Greg Guma.
Here.
Okay. Is there anyone who has come in and has not heard their name called?
I'm going to scoot over to the
Okay. Do we have any other official guests here today? We have quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Before we get into the budget, which is what we're doing this morning, we have one bit of housekeeping, which is we didn't approve today's agenda. Because yesterday we weren't able to present the Finance Committee action items, we need to make room in today's agenda for that. So in your board packet is the proposed agenda for today, and it calls for 35 minutes for each budget section, and I propose reducing that to make the time for the Finance Committee action items at the end of those budget items. I propose that we reduce. I'm proposing that we reduce from 35 minutes to 30 minutes for each budget, and that reduction would be taken by reducing debate by 2 minutes. And reducing the unit manager's comment from 4 to 3 minutes, and by reducing public comment on each budget item from 5 minutes to 4 minutes. So if that's acceptable to people, along with the agenda as it's presently formed for today. Yes.
Mr. Chair, I just really don't think it's going to make that much difference to take comments from 5 to 4 minutes.
So if there's no objection, may we adopt that agenda? Okay. Yes, Bob.
I'd like to make another amendment to the agenda.
Go ahead.
Since my understanding is we have 4 out of the 5 program directors here with us this weekend, it would be good to benefit from their knowledge of what's happening at their stations. So I'd like to propose that for each of the station reports later today, that they be invited to speak for 5 minutes per person. And then be present for the question and answer that would follow alongside the general manager?
There's a difference in the amount of time allotted to the focus stations and the other stations. Could we do it as a percentage of the time available to each?
Sure.
Okay. So 5 minutes for the focus stations would be 40 minutes, so 5, 1/8, 12%. So 45 minutes for the other three stations. Anybody calculate 12% of 45 real quick?
It's about 5 minutes.
No, it isn't. It's about 6 minutes.
Okay.
So why don't we say that those folks will have 2 minutes each during that time? Should we say three?
You can't say much in 2 minutes.
3 minutes?
Okay.
Okay. Is that acceptable to the board? 5 minutes for the PDs of the focus stations and 3 minutes each for... Yes. 6 divided by 3. And 3 minutes each for the PDs of the other three stations along with their managers? Yes, Rob? Well, there's at least one that I know on the East Coast, but we'll save that time back on those. That's right. That's true.
Well, there's a program coordinator at KPFA if he's here.
Right. Okay.
One other item.
Yep.
Question. Why is the KPFA LSB chair listed for 10 minutes?
10 minutes?
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, we've given 10
how
minutes.
How much is the general manager being given?
The general manager has, let's see, they'll probably have about 10 minutes to speak.
Each?
During that time? No. The focus station GMs will have about 10 to 15 minutes each, and then the rest of the time is for our interaction with them.
Right. But, so.
No, 10. So what we asked the management was for any manager who's presenting that they take a third of the available time on the agenda item for a presentation. The focus stations are given 40 minutes each, so that, and KPFA was given 50, so that to accommodate the LSB chair, as other LSB chairs have been given time in the past. I believe in New York, Vajra was given about that much time. So it's just consistent with our prior practice.
Right. So 10 minutes for each. The GM will get 10 and the LSB chair gets 10.
For the focus stations,
for
WPFW and KPFA, and then for the other three stations, we'll ask them to basically take about 5 minutes each, leaving the half an hour for the board to interact with the three managers.
Okay. Thank you.
In the minutes of September 8th, it's clear that the focus station managers are to report for 20 minutes, one-third of the time, which is 1 hour. So that I expect to hear that full time filled with the report. The other managers, where there's a 45-minute report and one-third of the time. So that's the amount. And I don't want to see it flexible to where it's reduced.
Okay, that's my fault. I didn't realize we'd fixed an hour for that time. I thought we'd agreed on a third and that we'd said that that would be an hour, but in the course of the schedule, those times were reduced to 40 minutes and 50 minutes respectively. Is it all right if we proceed with the budget discussion and we can work out that issue immediately beforehand? I'll try and rework the agenda, and later in the day we can adopt that. Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay, so with that, then the structure of this is going to be for each unit, we'll have the finances, we'll open with the Finance Committee recommendation, which will be presented by LaVarne, who's chair of that committee, followed by Lonnie's comment and the GM or unit manager's comment in the case of the archives, and then debate, followed by brief public comment, and then our vote. And we're going to be really tight on the timekeeping on this, so we really move. A lot of work has been done to get us to this point, so hopefully we can move quickly. Deb, will you take the time? I'd also like to ask that during debate, can we adopt 90 seconds per person for debate so that there's time for more people to participate? Yeah? Okay. Then with that, the first unit is the National Office Budget. Lonnie is both the unit manager and the CFO on the National Office Budget. I guess actually Greg is the unit manager, so we'll have Greg's comment. So do you want to start, LaVarne?
Yes, good morning. Thank you. First, just in summary, the National Finance Committee met regularly during the fourth quarter of this fiscal year, and during the 2007 planning cycle, we have met as a group by teleconference at least 8 times. In addition, we've had working groups that have also met. and would like to really commend the Finance Committee working with the staff. They did a tremendous amount in terms of helping the budget to come to the to get to this point in terms of the budget cycle. And also, you know, just would like to acknowledge their expertise and their knowledge in also trying to set policy, because we also have motions they would like to present. And the members of the committee, just would like you to know that, of course, I'm Laverne Williams. I'm the treasurer and chair. Casey McFall, who's the treasurer from KPFK, is the secretary. Dave Adelson from K. Teresa Allen from T. Baruti Bediako from WBAI. Brian Edwards Teekert, he's the treasurer in, from KPFA. Jane Gatewood is the treasurer from WPFW. Patty Heffley. Lonnie Hicks is on the committee. Ambrose Lane from WPFW. And Sandra Rawline, who's the treasurer from KPFT. And also Greg Guma usually participates. So starting with the national office, what we've done is that through our work over the quarter, we have reviewed the plans, the budgets for each one of the units. And for the national office, this was the motion, I believe, that the national that came out of our committee. Resolved that the National Finance Committee recommends that the National Office budget be approved with the proviso that if the $50,000 target for PNB fundraising is not reached, expenditures for legal fees will be reduced by that shortfall. And this was approved without objection on September the 26th.
Okay. The go ahead, let's see, CFO comment.
Yes, well, I guess I can be heard. There are a number of items in the national office budget that I would like to draw your attention to. We've mentioned some yesterday. There are several initiatives in this budget, which includes expanded support for affiliates, archives, and infrastructure spending. But there are two that I think would be of a special interest to the board. After trying to balance the budget for the national office, which is very difficult this year for 07, we added two items. One is that we know that several members on the board are interested in fundraising. And we felt that, as I said yesterday, FY07 is a very, very difficult year for Pacifica. And it was very, very difficult balancing this budget and also producing the revenue that we will need. And so we really had to stretch. One of the ways in which we looked to help make ends meet was we had a $50,000 on the assumption that this board of directors would raise those funds. Now, before the tomatoes start coming my way, there are members of the board who are interested in fundraising, and our thinking was, why not let them have a go at it and see if it can be raised? We'll work with them, and people have ideas about how that could get done, and I think we should give them a parade and a pony if they succeed at this the next year. So I think it's doable. It's not a large sum. It is something that we think we can succeed with. What was the second item of interest in the national budget?
Let me just add to what Lon said. On the revenue side, the thing that will jump out to people is the significant increase in what we're projecting for fundraising through direct mail drops. An increase of about 500,000 over last year. We believe that this is possible to achieve, and in fact, the early returns that we've been getting just from the mail, I think we're in the 200,000 or 300,000 pieces out at this point, is very promising. That's about a 60% to 63% increase in what we our target, but it's going to be 2 million pieces of mail over the course of the entire year. So that's really the thing that jumps out on the revenue side, in addition to the $50,000 that we're indicating in board fundraising, and that's what the resolution speaks to. On the expense side, just to outline a little more detail of what Lonnie indicated already, even though this is we were under some constraints, we were able to make some modest increases in several different areas. One is the affiliates program, in which we've agreed at this point to add about $50,000 to the budget for the affiliates program, which will come in the addition of a new assistant as well as funds for outreach and marketing. So most of these outreach and marketing items are included in existing line items, but they are committed to the affiliates program. We've broken out on the revenue side, we've broken the income out for the affiliates program, and we'll track that as income into the national office. On the expense side, we're including them as line items. And then for internet and infrastructure, not as much as I would like, but there is additional money for that. In national programming, a very significant increase if you compare last year to this year, which includes the fall election series, which is underway, other national program, the increase in funding for the FSRN agreement and a national contribution to that, and $90,000 for the Spanish language newscast for a total of $287,000, and that's probably the most significant expense increase you'll see in the national office budget. And then, of course, we want to keep $150,000 to meet the board-approved reserve policy.
Just a couple of other items. In this budget, is the assumption that their next fiscal year there would be three rather than four PNB meetings, three rather than four? It's a proposal. And the rationale is that, again, the budget was so tight that one meeting, in this case perhaps the March meeting, and I understand there might be some bylaw implications as well, would save us $60,000-$70,000. And that's a considerable sum of money in this budget. And we wanted to bring it forth for the board to consider. If that's not possible for 07, we certainly would want it to be entertained for 08. But wanted to broach the idea that if we can save money on the meetings, that should be something we should look at, because they are expensive. And they take an awful lot of effort to put on. And many times things go wrong. Now, the reason we were looking at the March meeting is that we have the board has statutory requirements for the January meeting. It's a new board. The June meeting is a precursor to the September meeting. Have to have the September meeting to pass the budget. June meeting is preparatory to that. That left the March meeting as a meeting that doesn't have statutory requirements in it, so it might be a meeting to look at. But I do understand that there are bylaw implications. I do understand that there are issues around public access, but it's an idea. I'm done.
I'm going to turn the chair over to Sara, because as a member of the Finance Committee, I have a couple comments on this.
Okay, now come the discussion, right? Okay, I'll take it. Dave, Rip, Bob, Laverne, and Lydia. Okay, Dave, go ahead. And Bob, Rob. Go ahead. Oh, here, take it.
So one of the things that you should know is in this budget is an increase in fundraising from last year for the national office from $1.05 million to $1.9 million. So that's more than an 85% increase in fundraising. There's no other unit in the network that we're projecting even a 10% increase for. That's based on the assumption that Lonnie feels is a strong assumption, that we can raise considerably more through more aggressive mail drop campaign. However, that's unproven revenue. Of that extra $895,000, actually it's 90% more, of that extra $895,000, $200,000 of it was originally slated to go to help WBAI make its budget, and $100,000 to help KPFT make its budget. You'll be seeing a recommendation later on, certainly for the WBI budget, I forget what we did for T, that in the next month and a half, they're going to have to look hard at that budget and rework that budget to reduce the reliance on national fundraising. I'm concerned about this budget. I think we need to monitor it and reconsider it as we proposed with some of the other things. How much time?
30 seconds.
And I think there are also issues around, you know, using that kind of fundraising to maintain basic station operations. I have no issue with investments of additional money to help stations do new things, but when you're having to put that kind of pressure on the national office to raise that much more money, and you don't get any new initiatives out of it, either at the station level or at the national level. As Greg outlined, there's a little bump. There's a bump for FSRN. There's a little bump for the affiliates program. And there's some money for the Informativo Pacifica, but there's not money for any significant new initiative we're doing. And I think we need to revisit this budget very soon in this year.
Rip, was there a question?
Yes, thank you very much. I have a couple questions here as I go through this. And one is just maybe a typo. It's in the archives page on the very first page where under annual budget for 07, there's a total and then total. And I think that means 2007 and then the total 2007, but they're different numbers.
Six.
Is one of them 2006?
Yeah, the one to the right.
It's 2006. Okay, thank you. That clarifies that. And then what my question was about the in looking at this first section on meeting costs, this is under administrative expenses. What I'm hearing is that we could reduce our cost by not having one meeting. Well, I know that yesterday in public comment we heard some disparaging remarks about the cost of these meetings. And what I'd like explained and pointed out also is why LAB elections are being increased from $100,000 to $198,000. Is that a typo or is that accurate?
It's an election year.
Because it's the election,
election year.
Election year. And last year wasn't?
Nope. It was this election year is the expensive one.
So what would cost $100,000 if there was no election?
The
2006 line.
The way the elections run, they cross our fiscal years.
I see.
So you get part of the expense in year one and part of the expense in year two.
Right.
And so you will always see an expense item, even if there's an election year, because the expenses roll over across.
Well, I hope that the audience members who mentioned that to us also realize that the LAB also costs quite a bit of money to operate. It's not just the board spending money.
In point of fact, our projections for expenses on the elections are actually down from the last election cycle by about, I think, about 20%.
But it's not over yet.
True.
All right. The next person is Bob.
Okay. Three questions. The first is on the line item for SCA, which for those who aren't familiar with it are the subcarriers. Those are the sidebands on each of our five Pacifica stations that are rented out to outside entities to generate income, and it's projected as $258,000. My question is there any potential that if a little more staff time was invested in marketing those sidebands, that perhaps that number could be boosted this year, Lonnie?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I did bring it up with folks at WBAI. I think there is the potential to increase the sideband revenue at a couple of stations, not all, but some. But the proviso is that many of the potential customers want HD capability, want the transmitter to be digital. In fact, some of them want it so badly they're willing to pay for it. But, yes, I think you could have four WBIs with 24/7 on each one of those frequencies. So that's a real source of potential revenue. I think we should explore it, and we are. The competition is the internet. Why pay us to use the frequency when people can get their audio out on the internet as well?
Right, and I just want to point out that the WBAI LSB is recommending that that we look at the whole question of the national office obtaining the revenue that's raised from each of the five stations for the sidebands. Given that that's locally generated revenue, it would be better to keep it more on the 80-20 split that's done for listener revenue. But just wanted to mention that. The next question is about the server to provide a backup for the audio port that was mentioned yesterday. Is that incorporated in this budget?
Well, that was a misunderstanding. The audio port backup system was actually not in this 07 budget. We already expended the funds in the 06 budget. We didn't wait. So that was a misunderstanding.
But the equipment hadn't been purchased.
No, the okay was given. We got that cleared
okay.
up.
Okay, and the last question is maybe Greg could elaborate on the increase for national programming. You listed the Informativo Pacifica and the election program. Is there extra money for specials for, you know, both things like the International Women's Day that happened this year and
sure.
you know, special things, as well as just breaking news that needs to be covered?
Not a problem. Yeah, the total, I think, is still in the line item is $287,000. That's what we're working with. We're 37 is earmarked for the election series that's ongoing. $60,000 for other special national programming. So that's pretty much in line what we've been doing from year to year. $100,000 toward the FSRN contract. That's, of course, shared also with some of the stations. $90,000 for the new Spanish language newscast as approved by the board some months ago. And that's how it's divided up. So it does include the same basic level of funding that we've had in previous years for national specials, about $5,000 per month for special broadcasts that we might want to do.
Okay, thanks. I'm sorry, one more quick one. I just realized that, Lonnie, am I correct the Democracy Now! Contract expires in June of next year?
Yeah, we're up for renewal in that contract.
So I presume that this budget presumes maintenance of the same subsidy at the same level that we've been paying them for the last 5 years. Is that correct?
That would be part of the negotiations.
No, I'm just asking, this budget that we're approving is based on the assumption of the same level?
Yeah.
I realize it'll be negotiated,
yes.
But I'm just asking what dollar amount is in here.
Yes, I'm not naming any number. Yes, we'll leave it. Yes, it's
obviously we could adjust it later.
Yes, yeah, I'm assuming right now that we will not. Yeah. There's no new increases for Democracy Now!
Okay, thank you.
Navarre?
On the budget, looking at the national office, you know, you can see opportunities in the budget and also their exposures. And I think an opportunity we talked about was a capital campaign to address some of the issues like a national capital campaign to address some of the issues with the stations, like with KPFA with the flooding and K with the roof and also WBAI, like queer. And they're also in the election clause, you know, we'd like to, on this issue, we'd like to congratulate the election supervisor. He has reduced costs because we looked at using an outside firm, and he's been, so far, he's able to work some in terms of getting some contracts so that actually costs do seem to be reduced at this point. And I think other opportunities in the plan would be the web-based income. We've talked about that a lot. Dave has. But there are also exposures to the plan. And basically, not necessarily the national office, but when we talked about the national office fundraising, that what we'd like to do is develop a policy to do some type of revenue sharing on these mail drops, that some of that income that is within the listening areas of the stations, that we need to develop an arrangement, a revenue sharing, maybe 50-50 or whatever, because this is income that's coming from within the listening area of these stations. So we need to develop that, and there's no reduction there because the national office gets a 20% on what's raised. And particularly in the event we have with Houston, where we're going to loan them or give them $100,000 so that they will have those reserves of 1 month of operating expenses. But some of that really is some of Houston's revenue anyway, because it's from their listening areas. But another exposure is actually putting the three meetings in the plan, because that is not going to happen this year. But there are positive and negatives on this. The big negative is that we do not have the exposure to the listening audience. That's one less time a year, and that's basically in terms of. Could be an exposure in the plan is that. If we do not make quorum, that means that they will have to do something serious in order to either extend the time or in terms of so. And I think one of the issues involved in that is just one of the simple issues with cards. We have talked about that. I know that's an election issue, but the more you play the cards, the more the listening audience is aware of this election, and the more that they will send in their ballots. So I think that's one thing that we should really press from all sides, that this is serious and that we really need the listeners to know about this election, and so that we can meet quorum. Thank you.
Lydia?
Yes, I am willing to volunteer along with Deb to craft a bylaws amendment. It does not seem to me that it requires a membership vote. Therefore, I would ask that the chair put this on the agenda for the October meeting. It's just the item of notification by six directors. We can get six directors by that time, and that will get the ball rolling, and so we can actually hopefully get this into effect. I love the in-person meetings, because I think that has much to do with our board relations. I think face-to-face is really, really, really important. However, that limited time between the January meeting, and which gets later every year, and the March meeting, it doesn't allow us time to work on our national committees, not to mention our local committees for those of us that are really involved at the local station board, and then the obvious fiscal impact. So, I just reread the bylaws provision. It seems a simple fix, and I think we can get it done.
Rob?
A three-part question. One, Lonnie, could some point soon, could we get a narrative on the sideband, how that revenue is allocated, what the history of the revenue has been, and what the potential is if we go HD, so that we can explain this issue to some of the local station boards, where there are a number of unusual perceptions about what this represents. That would just be helpful. Secondly, I've noticed that from time to time, the revenue sources, including major donor programming, website income, community events, grants, and days of national programming, have shown that we do have potential for developing revenue sources, not just at the national level, but at the local station level. And I'm just wondering if there is some way that some joint group could be put together that would try to explore which of these revenue sources has got the most potential on an ongoing basis, either for national or for national and local. Many of the mail drop techniques, for example, that you use are techniques that would be open to stations to do follow-up with listeners that fall away, or people that make pledges that don't fulfill them, or simply people that are listeners that we know are in the area but that haven't come forward with membership. The third part of the question has to do with the fact that if we look at the revenues that our affiliates generate behind the Informativo Pacifica or the Archives program, or if we look at increases in the Free Speech Radio News, and we know that we're talking about formalizing that relationship with FSRN, it seems to me that we will get some sense of what the revenue potential of those programs have if they become an integral part of the network. We know that our stations that revenues are not keeping pace with expenditures. We know that we're losing audience.
what we really don't know is we don't know the potential that we have to create more audience with existing programming or with some of these offerings that are not being properly tested. So all I'm saying is if we could try to do some work, at least with the affiliates or the stations that are carrying them, then we might be able to, you know, do some interpolation of what revenue these have. And it's particularly going to be important because if anything were to happen with our relationship with Democracy Now that would cut the amount of money that we're making, increase the cost, for example, that we have to pay to them, we would have to have something to replace that. So we would have to have some numbers to get a sense of what's our ability to generate larger audiences and more money with the existing programs we have. I'm sorry that those are kind of open-ended questions, but I'd just like us to consider those issues.
Those are excellent, Rob. Right. Absolutely excellent. And I won't take too much time, but each one of those are, some of them are revenue strategies we've tried, but we have not followed through. For example, website revenue. We demonstrated the ability to raise money, but we didn't follow up. So I agree with you 100%. These are excellent ideas and ones that are on the burn. I would love to see a group work at revenue strategies, just as we have expense strategies. We need to have a group that's serious about increase. And you know, one thing that I did that you did mention it. And we all know that 9 out of the 10 people who listen to us do not, in fact, join.
Yes.
We need a strategy.
Just to add on, the development question that you're raising, it points to back, both the fact that we don't really have either really organized board capacity or organized staff capacity in development across the network, and that's something that both Phil and the national office working already to some extent with some of the local development people. We have to increase that effort, and also with the affiliates program. The testing of the programs, it depends on where they end up in the schedule and how valid that's going to be. That's still an open question as far as I'm concerned. If you test a program, but it isn't really being given a fair shot because it's isolated in the schedule or it's got this graveyard shift, so forth, you know, what kind of a test is that? So, you know, that's a concern that I have at this point about what we have in place. And the tentative nature of that national programming at this point. And one last thing, I mean, I did mention too in the spring that as far as I know, my conversation with Amy Goodman is that we really don't have to be concerned that there's going to be, you know, a loss of that relationship. Not that we shouldn't do what you're talking about, but I wouldn't want to let the assumption be distributed that there was some issue or problem, because at this point I don't see that as a problem.
Thank you. No, I don't either, and I don't think we should get engaged in wish fulfillment. But I do think that the response to that particular program, that it's likely that some of these other programs that are in development or there may meet with a similar response if we give them a chance.
I hope so.
Thank you very much. Okay. This is the situation. We have about 4 minutes, and we want to get some comments from the listeners. Public comments, and unless we extend time here, we'll have to go back to the listeners. So we'll have 1 minute, so we'll have about 4 minutes, so listeners can have 1 minute each and make full, if somebody wants to speak from the listeners, public comment.
Mr. Chairman.
If not, then we'll go back to our list. Okay, just one. Okay, no listener. Okay. So the next online is Patty. And just, listener comments.
On the national office budget specifically.
Okay. All right. So so we have three people here, Patty and Mary and Don, and we have about 4 minutes, so
please
keep your remarks short.
I have a couple of questions. Lonnie, you could quickly clarify these line items, and then I, please. You have under administrative expenses on page 29, legal consultation at $4,500, training at $6,000, consultant at $31,000, and then you have down here in professional services $108,000. And another professional services at $70,000. So could you just quickly identify what those cover? And then I have another comment.
The $108,000 would cover projected expenses for the new corporate counsel we have. We hope that we won't spend that much, but just in case. The $70,000 is for our accountancy, our accounting auditor expenses. On the consulting side, we've had three workshops, and that number is what we anticipate may, in fact, occur. On training, again, this board has had several trainings, and they would cost at least $6,000.
And is that and what's the 31,000 consultant?
Consultants. Anytime the board might need consultants, this would cover that expense.
Have we used them already?
No, this is for next year. Would be the anticipation projected.
Consultants of like what kind are you talking about? Like, give me an example.
Any legal consultancy that would be outside our corporate counsel, and we do have that. The board would ask for legal consultations that's not from the corporate counsel. Remember, we've had some attorneys we work with that are bylaw experts and outside the purview of our corporate counsel. Consultants the board might bring in for mediation, et cetera.
All right, I motion. Resolved that to reduce the national office budget under administrative expenses by $87,000 due to the board's ignoring advice of counsel and board trainers. $87,000. That'd be $50,000 in legal, the consultation $6,000, and professional services $31,000. I'm bringing this up because we've had advice of counsel, we've had training. We've had good advice, and the votes always show the opposite. Not always, but I've seen it just this weekend already and in the past. And so I don't really think that, you know, this is where it comes down to is the money. And if the if we are going to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars an hour for people to advise us and help us, we should take their advice. And so therefore, that's my motion, $87,000.
Yes.
$50,000 legal.
Just a minute, Patty. Just a point of order.
A second is required, and we're at time.
I'll second that.
Okay, the motion is made and seconded. Yes.
I move we extend the time. 10 minutes.
15. What's your motion?
All right, 15.
Second. Okay. Motion to extend time, 15 minutes. Any objections to that? Objection. Go ahead, Bob. State your objection. Okay. So let's go take a vote. Madam Secretary, would you take a vote? Motion to extend time.
Did anyone object?
I said, but he... Motion to extend time.
Someone objected.
He objected, and so we take it. Madam Secretary, go ahead. Is there any other objection except Mr. Letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
All those in favor of extending time for 15 minutes?
So time is extended to
take two thirds.
So it's time is not extended. So we're at time. So we go to vote. We go to the vote on Patty's motion.
All pending questions.
All pending questions. Here. That's right. Which is Patty's. Yeah.
No, and there is the main motion presented by the finance committee.
Right. Okay. So. All pending questions to end debate.
A point of information, Mr. Chair. Then yes. We are all pending questions means that if we do not agree with cutting the face-to-face meetings down to three, then we would have to vote no, not to approve the budget. Am I correct?
Madam
Chair. Is that the correct? Am I correct about that?
All pending motions, including Finance Committee, as well as Patty Heffley's motion. The debate is ended.
Which one's first?
And the first one is the last one. We right. will be Patty, and then we go to the Finance Committee.
Then we are voting. The next vote will be?
There'll be two votes.
On the budget, and therefore?
Point of order.
Is that correct?
This point of order.
Yes.
I believe the member is using the mechanism of a point of information to actually engage in debate. I object.
I really want to understand
thank
this.
Thank you.
I want to make sure.
Point is well. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Address here to the chair, please.
Mr. Chair, I'm not trying to use anything for anything.
That's okay.
I very much concerned that we.
Point of information.
Interested in this particular issue, and I want to be very clear what I will be voting on. If I approve the budget,
Mary?
That means I have no chance anymore to.
Order.
Mary?
That's
Mary?
My question.
Sorry. What is the question? You said it's a point of information,
approve,
and then
if I vote to approve the budget, does that mean that I therefore have agreed to three meetings per year?
No.
Well, okay, there are two motions.
I'm hearing yes
Mary,
and no.
Wait, wait,
which is which?
Mary?
I'm asking about the main motion.
Okay, Mary.
I understand about the amendment.
Mary, I don't care who are you listening over there. Well, you address here.
Okay, please clarify.
There are two motions on the floor. One is Patty Heffley's motion,
I understand
and the other one is coming from Finance Committee.
First, let's deal with Patty.
So we're going to first deal with Patty's, and then we go to the Finance Committee.
And then my question will
then
be answered then.
We'll,
is that correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever comes. These are two motions. So let's please do so. Yeah.
Resolve to reduce the national office budget under administrative expenses by $87,000 due to the board's ignoring advice of counsel and board trainers. Legal, $50,000. Consultation, $6,000. Professional services, $31,000.
Thank you very much. Madam Secretary, could you take a roll?
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. All right. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 no.
Thank you very much. Motion is defeated. Next, we'll go to the
Mr. Chair, I motion to extend discussion by 5 minutes.
We're
second.
On the main motion.
Yes.
On the main motion. Motion to extend time, 5 minutes. We had closed debate on all pending motions.
Point of order.
Right? And now, if you want to do that.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
We were at time. We didn't close debate.
If we are at time, the debate is closed. It's automatically closed. So if you want to extend time, it would take 2/3 vote here to do it again.
Okay.
So go ahead. Is the motion seconded?
Yes.
Okay. Any objection to extending time for 5 minutes? We have objections here, right?
No.
No objection to extend time 5 minutes. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh,
there you go.
Sorry, someone just asked to extend time. We voted on it. Now we have no idea why we want the 5 minutes, so I'm going to
finish the stack.
She objected.
Yeah, I'm on this.
Point of order.
Yeah, go ahead. Just a second.
Okay, I'll withdraw my objection.
All right, let's extend time for five minutes. That's fine. Okay, so we'll exhaust the stack here. We have. Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Point of order. Wasn't Mary told that she could now ask her question during this?
She could answer a question.
Oh, okay. No, as long as she can get an answer, because I have the same question that she asked.
The question, approving a budget does not change your bylaws, so the answer is quite clearly no. Now, it may be the case that we need to do a budget adjustment. We have a rule on budget adjustments during the course of the year. If any unit's not meeting projections and it has to do an adjustment, it comes back quarterly here. There are standards. I forget the details, but it's something like 10%. 10% in any budget area. So if we can't get it done, they'll have to adjust the budget. They're allowed to adjust budget within major budget categories by up to 10%, and if it takes more than that, we have to approve an adjustment. I think I'm not going to make this motion. I think I, although I'd like someone else to, I think we do need to revisit this budget. It's going to be proposed that some of the others will be revisited by November 15th by this board, because we need to make some changes to some of these budgets, and there wasn't time. I do not think it wise to expect a 90% increase in fundraising out of this office. I just don't think it's wise, and to have no spending on any new program coming out of that.
That's fine. Okay, so we have 5 minutes. Next is Mary. You already go ahead.
Excuse Mr. Chairman, are you sure that I am not the next one on your stack?
No, Mary. Mary, did you speak on it?
No, I did not.
She hasn't spoken. And then you, after her, you are.
Okay.
I have asked a question.
Just don't use all 5 minutes.
Well, I don't know if this is the appropriate place to speak of that. I've got a question here. You mentioned, Lonnie, that we would save $60,000 to $70,000, I believe, by cutting out one face-to-face meeting. But my understanding is that each meeting is budgeted at something like 30-some-odd thousand. So I'm not sure why we would save twice as much as what it was budgeted for. And could you explain why you said that?
Well, the anticipation was that that meeting would be a New York meeting, and New York meetings are that expensive.
No, one was, but none of them need to be. We could meet in New Jersey.
Yes, that's true. I'm for that. But over the last 3 or 4 years, Mary, it's been around that number. Now, we could make different arrangements. That's true. I'll be happy to do that. But anticipating the worst, that's what it would be.
All right. Next is... thank you, Don, for your patience, and it's your turn.
Thank you. You know, maybe everyone else is clear on this, but I am not clear. Yesterday we heard Ursula of the affiliates talk about the jeopardy that the affiliate program was in because of the lack of backup to the audio port. And then today I hear Lonnie say, well, that was just a misunderstanding. So I just want to be very clear. Are you saying, Lonnie, that the affiliates program now has the money they need to do the correct backup for the audio port program? Where are we on that? I'm very confused as to whether what the mix-up or misunderstanding was. Where is it in the budget that that audio port backup exists for the for archives?
Well,
affiliates.
Several months ago, Pete Caracas asked for monies for backup for the audio port. He was given $2,500. $2,500, yes.
$2,500.
And he was given permission to go ahead and purchase and not wait for the FY07 budget.
Okay, so the affiliate program has the money they need, and that backup can be immediately purchased. Because yesterday she said she didn't have it.
Well, there's the confusion.
Pardon me?
There's the confusion.
Okay.
Well, first of all, it's not the affiliates program money. It's the it's money that the network has. It benefits more than just the affiliates program. It's a backup system for the network in general. So let's be clear about that.
Right.
She sounded the alarm, but it really was a matter that simply Ursula wasn't aware, or perhaps hadn't gotten the memo, so to speak, that Lonnie and Pete had already worked that out. Now, it hasn't been affected, it hasn't been done, but the money's been approved and it's in process. And so we are going to solve the problem. We've been aware of the problem for some time, and there's no need to change the budget for next year because we've already allocated the money in the budget you're working on.
Long as there's a guarantee, that money is available and that backup can be purchased.
Absolutely, okay. And it's going to be done.
We promise.
Thank you.
We promise.
All right, Lonnie. There's some more questions here for you. Lisa?
Mr. Chair, we have... My question pertains to the motion number 3 from the National Office, where it says that
that the National Finance Committee recommends that the National Office budget be approved with a proviso that if the $50,000 target for PMB fundraising is not reached, expenditures for legal fees will be reduced. I just wanted to get some ideas for what people had or what you had in terms of fundraising for the Pacifica National Board. If you have any ideas for that.
Yeah. Well, Serena, maybe you could speak to one idea we've discussed. There are several others, too, that other board members have had, but Serena, step forward.
All right, thank you.
Okay, one idea is that, actually I was going to try and be funny, but I'm not going to do that because the humor may not translate. But anyway, what we are talking about is something that WPFW has been doing for a while, and it's a membership card. And a membership card that can be used throughout the country and specifically in each of the five regions, that membership card that we have, you can use it at restaurants, bed and breakfasts, a number of different areas, a number of places, and you get, you know, money back, so to speak. You don't have to spend as much. You can do 2-for-1 meals and things like that. If there was a possibility of having a National Pacifica membership card for not just the board, but for listeners, for people to be able to buy into, it would be something that could generate quite a bit of money. We are able to get a lot, a long run, I guess, when Ron speaks, and also Brian, we were also talking about this, the possibility of generating quite a bit of funds, and you don't have to do anything, really. You don't have to design the card. There's a company that does this. A number of the national public radio stations use this type of membership card, and we would be able to do something without spending money to get it going. Okay?
All right. Rosalinda,
yes.
Just please make
just
sure.
Clarification. You mentioned that the large amount that we would be saving is because we wouldn't be in New York. Isn't that meeting, aren't we scheduled in D.C. for that time?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
Houston.
Yes.
Then our five will start.
Then we start over and.
That's right.
Ah.
D.C., L.A., New York, Berkeley, Houston.
The September meeting would be in New York. Well, that's something to think about.
If you keep it the same and you have four meetings, your next meeting will be in Houston.
Right.
Yes.
The next one after that will be in D.C.
D.C.
The next one after that will be in L.A. And then your September meeting would be in New York. If you have three meetings next year, your September meeting will be in L.A.
Right.
But it's not the September meeting that he said we would be skipping. It's the March one, he said.
It's not a question of skipping. It's a question of three instead of four. The order remains the same.
All right. Thank you. I think we have moved on to a little different item.
Well, we would still save the cost of those.
We would be pushing New York into another fiscal year. Eventually, we would be returning to New York, but it would be in January of 2008 rather than in September of 2007.
And that would affect the 07. Okay.
Our last person on the list is Nathan. Nathan, go ahead, Nathan.
I don't have to budget for
this. Mr. CFO?
Hi, I've got a hopefully brief question about the affiliates budget. I see that the $200,000 is budgeted for affiliates income, which I'm happy that it is already seemingly met, which is great contractually. Where does that money go? Is there a breakout sheet for that? Obviously there's some for salaries and I know the new approval of about $50,000, which is terrific. But if there's a little more information or detail on that would be appreciated.
Yeah, there was an affiliate budget produced, and Ursula had a number of projects that she had suggested that the funds could be used for. The increase would some of those funds would go for a new position, And that position is part of the national office budget at this point. And it also would be for outreach and another $25,000. What we do is we make the funds available based on proposed expenditures, but those expenditures have to be approved by the executive director, and they generally are agreed to. And at this point, we think the revenue for the affiliates program will move to $200,000. And the expenditures against it are approximately $200,000.
But the answer to your question is that at this point, the affiliates budget in terms of expenses is not broken out as a separate unit as the PRA budget is. It is included as part of the overall national budget as our finance expenses, for example, and HR expenses, and so forth. But you may decide at some point as a matter of policy that you want to change that, but at this point that hasn't happened yet.
All right, thank you. Nathan? Done? Okay.